fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Friday, the 19th day of February. The prepper tip of the day, get yourself some merino wool socks. Seriously. Out of all the prepper tips I give, this one has gotten a lot of very positive response. When I first thought about wearing merino wool socks in the summer, I thought, well, I wonder how this is going to work out. It worked out just great. I wore cotton socks in the summertime for more than 50 years, probably 60 years or so. And all summer long, my feet were cold and clammy. No longer. I wear merino wool socks in the summertime. I wear them in the wintertime. I wear them all year long. They come in different weights. They got the dress weight, the thin ones, medium weight for wearing boots and tennis shoes, and then the really heavy ones for heavy winter boots when it gets down to single digits. That's your prepper tip of the day. We're going to have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting this hour. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, I've made a transition in what I report on, what I advocate. Now the election's over. That's behind us. We don't know, at least I don't know, what the President Trump intends to do. I'm sure he has plans. Those plans are secret, at least for me, they're secret, and I'm sure most of you they're secret. There's people speculating that President Trump would be inaugurated on March the 4th. I've seen no evidence of that. Just pure speculation with no evidence to back it up. There's speculation about what the U.S. military may or may not do, which, once again, speculation. I saw a video this morning. They showed the changing of the guard at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and the commentator was saying, look, the soldiers aren't wearing any rank or insignia on their uniforms. Well, they had on overcoats. Come on, guys. You don't wear rank and medals on your overcoat. You wear that on your uniform, your dress uniform. The overcoat goes on top of that. So somebody who didn't understand, I guess, anything about the military thought they were seeing something that was special, that the honor guard helping President Biden place the wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier was not wearing their rank or their medals on their overcoats. We don't wear rank and medals on overcoats. So That's being circulated. A friend of mine sent it to me. He should have known better. He's a veteran just like I am, very dear friend. He should have known better than to circulate something like that. But that's how this stuff gets started, with disinformation. People looking at things they don't understand and then commenting on them as if they knew what they're talking about. The person who produced that video was doing exactly that. They were ignorant of the way the U.S. military wears their uniforms, pretending to act like they knew what they were talking about when, in fact, they did not. I've seen this many times. That's just one example. That's a recent example from what's going on right now. I've seen it with, there's a group that their big deal is the United States is a corporation incorporated in Delaware. And their whole foundation of everything they do is based on that. So a friend of mine, he got sucked up into this. He's the provisional governor of Missouri with this group. And he wanted me to be part of it. And so I looked at it, and I got back to him, and I said, here's the deal. Somebody, I think it was maybe two people, about 35, 40 years ago, they incorporated the United States of America in the state of Delaware with the Secretary of State. And I told them, anybody can do that. We have 50 states with 50 secretaries of state. And here's the way it works. If a name has not already been used, such as the United States of America, or the Central Intelligence Agency, or the Internal Revenue Service, that's another, we'll get into that in a moment, then you can inform a corporation with using that name, because a name has not yet been used. That's all that is. It's nothing more. And anybody can do that anywhere. If you live in Texas, and nobody is incorporated the United States of America in Texas, you can do that yourself. Let's see, we had our last hour, we had Tom in Minnesota, Mike in Kentucky, and David in Iowa. So Tom, Mike, and David, all three of you could incorporate the United States of America in Minnesota, Kentucky, and Iowa if nobody's already done it. Same thing with the Internal Revenue Service. Somebody incorporate the Internal Revenue Service in Puerto Rico, I can't say it very well, and people point to that and say, oh, look at this. It's just a private corporation. It's not a United States agency. Look, come on, guys. Same thing. John and myself, John Moore in Missouri, I could incorporate the Internal Revenue Service in Missouri if nobody's already done it. Tom in Minnesota, Mike in Kentucky, David in Iowa. Any of you listening out there that live in one of the 50 states, you can do the same thing. You incorporate the Internal Revenue Service in your state as a corporation. People look at things that they're ignorant of, and they think they found something that is oh so important and oh so meaningful when, in fact, it's nothing at all. So some person or persons incorporated a corporation in Puerto Rico named the Internal Revenue Service. That means nothing except somebody set up a private corporation with that name. It has no connection to the Internal Revenue Service, which is an agency of the United States government. Nothing at all. Just like the United States of America incorporated in Delaware has nothing to do with the United States government. Nothing, not even a little bit. I recall back in the 1980s, maybe into the early 90s, there was this common law movement around the country. People going around organizing these grand juries in various counties and calling them common law grand juries. And they were having their meetings and doing what they thought were official acts of their grand jury and issuing orders. And a lot of people got really hurt by that. They really did. Any time I came across them, I attempted to warn them that they were being taken advantage of, that what they were doing was not real, had no basis in law. But usually they kept at it anyway. And what I would also tell them is, unless the county sheriff will enforce any orders that you issue, you're not a court. Of course, there can only be one sheriff, the elected sheriff. They still didn't want to hear it. They thought they were doing something real, when in fact they were just engaged in activity that would cause them harm and cause them to be facing legal procedures themselves. You need to be cautious, ladies and gentlemen. You get involved in stuff you really don't understand, you can get in trouble really, really quick. You can get in trouble really quick. So be cautious. Anything you get involved with, that you're not getting involved in something that's a flim-flam, that's a fantasy, that will cause you harm and other people's harm. Seriously, that stuff's always out there. We've got the usual scams. I had a guy call me. I think he was in India from his accent, maybe Indonesia, I don't know, earlier this week, claiming that somebody had bought an iPhone on my Amazon account. I listened to him for a while, and he had a lot of information that it was kind of surprising. Some was accurate, some was not. And eventually I just said, I'll take care of myself, and I hung up the phone. I know where he was going. He wanted me to give up my Amazon password so that he could, in fact, buy something illegally on my Amazon account and have it delivered to him. That's where that was going. We've had these other scams where people call up claiming to be with the Internal Revenue Service and saying that if you don't pay them a certain dollar amount, usually be $1,000 or $2,000, that they're going to come by and arrest you. Well, the IRS doesn't do that, first of all. There's all kinds of procedures leading up to the point where anybody would ever come to your house. All kinds of legal procedures involving letters and meetings and things of that nature. All they're doing is attempting to illegally take money from you. That's all they're doing. But don't fall for that. I've had, two or three of those calls so far. Likely many of you have had similar calls. If I get another one, next time one happens, I'll play along with them a little bit and see how much fun I can have with these people. Go from there. And maybe I can entrap them. They're probably pretty smart not to be entrapped, but it would be fun to entrap them. I've had emails from people that claim to be my friends. They appear to be a very good friend of mine. They say they're in Berlin or they're in London, and their wallet got stolen, their credit card got stolen, they need money. And I'll respond, okay, well, as luck would have it, I'll be in London tomorrow, and I'll meet you at the embassy, and we'll take care of this. I'll give you some money to hold you over. Of course, I never hear from them again. And lots of scams out there. Lots of scams. So be cautious in your daily dealings with people, especially on the Internet, on telephone, especially. In-person scams have been around forever. Where people claim they found money and they want you to put up money in good faith to hold on to this money so it can be transferred to you at some point. That's a scam that's been around for decades, and people fall for this stuff. The people that do these scams, they practice and they train to appear to be honest and trustworthy, to get your trust, to have you give them money. That's what they do. And some of them can be pretty good at it. They really can. They can be quite good at it. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Be cautious. Always exercise caution. And don't fall for it. A friend of mine, he fell for one of these Nigerian scams. And this guy's smarter than that. He's at least average, above average intelligence. Worked for the Postal Service most of his life. Raised a family. A landowner, great guy, and his first name is Mike, and I said, Mike, do you really think a limousine from the Nigerian embassy is going to come down your driveway and give you this money? He says, oh, yeah, John. I said, come on, Mike, come on. That's a fantasy. It's not going to happen. That is not going to happen. A couple weeks ago, we had somebody brought up the topic of Nasara. It's a hot button issue for me. It really is. And people see these promises, these websites. They list some things that did happen in history, which are true events. Then they leap forward into fantasy that there's some kind of secret laws have been passed. Well, if they're not in the congressional record, it's not a law. It's not. And that all these things are going to change, and we're going to be living in economic nirvana because of Nasara. That's another fantasy. If it's not in the congressional record, it doesn't exist. If it's not in the U.S. Code, title blank, 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 section blank, 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 if it's not there, it doesn't exist. End of story. You know, people, they cling on to these fantasies that sound oh so good, because if they were to take place, things would be wonderful. It's human nature to want to seek out and cling to things that will be of great benefit to a lot of people. That's pretty normal. Happens a lot. I understand it. But don't do it. Don't fall for it. Do your homework. If you don't understand how the laws work, another thing that's coming up is Noahide. There is no Noahide laws. There aren't. There was a something passed in Congress of a ceremonial type thing to celebrate Noahide laws on a particular day, I think it was, in honor of some rabbi. And people think that's a law. Well, it's not in the U.S. Code. If it's not in the U.S. Code, it's not a law. So people express a concern, well, at some point in the future, it could become a law. Well, if it does, then we'll worry about it then. It's not a law now. And the odds of anything involving Noahide becoming a part of the United States Code is pretty slim, I would say. Very slim. So people get all upset because they don't know the difference between a House resolution and a House bill. A House resolution is something that's routinely done in Congress every day of the week for all kinds of things. I compare the House resolution on Noahide to National Ice Cream Day. Those are basically the same. There was a House resolution to bring into effect National Ice Cream Day, which is not in the U.S. Code because it's not a law. It's simply a resolution to have people think about and remember and participate in the consumption of ice cream. That's all that is. It's not a law. Same thing with the House resolution for Noahide. It's not a law either. It's simply a resolution to get people to encourage them to remember the good work of a particular rabbi. And that's it. It is not a law. And once again, people who are ignorant of what law is and what law is not get caught up in this and get all worried, all in a tizzy, all upset about something that's not even real. There is no Noahide law. Get over it. It doesn't exist. There's a House resolution about Noahide, which has the same effect of law as National Ice Cream Day. End of story. There's nothing more to discuss. I hate to, you know, life on this planet is short. I just buried my wife a year and a half ago, and life is short. Too short to be wasting time on fantasies that the United States of America is a corporation incorporated in Delaware, that the Internal Revenue Service is a corporation incorporated in Puerto Rico, that there's such a thing as Noahide laws, that there's such a thing as Nasara. These are fantasies and not worthy of your time. So get over it and get on with real life, real things that have real importance, how to keep your home warm when the power goes out, how to make sure you can prepare, store and prepare food when the power goes out. How to keep your motor vehicle going when the gas stations are shut down. Those things are very real. How to protect your home from criminals. That's about as real as it gets. How to protect yourself from a criminal when you're out and about in public and some criminal wants to cause harm to you. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Friday, the 19th of February. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. EMP Shield does a lot of advertising, a lot of discounts, but the best discount you can get is the one at my website, $50 off your EMP Shield device. Give yourself some peace of mind knowing that you, your children, your grandchildren can get home when nobody else can drive. Okay, we had a caller send me an email about the question on the heat pumps. There's two kinds of heat pumps. The ones that most people get run on air. They do work. They're not all that efficient, but they do work. The one my kid brother has runs on water. And the heat pumps work by extracting heat or extracting cold out of the air or out of the water. And that's what happens with the water ones. He has a well that the heat pump draws the water out of the well, extracts the heat from that water, and then warms the house. It's very efficient. And he's been heating his home that way now for more than 30 years, and that's one of the many reasons, that his electric bill, all-electric home, 2,000-square-foot home, winter and summer, doesn't matter, runs about $10 a month. So I hope that covers that sufficiently. I've been politically active for a long time, going back to initially when I was in Vietnam, following the Tet Offensive, we realized before the Tet Offensive that what our friends and relatives were seeing in the States being reported as fact was not fact, that it was fantasy. I had two newspapers being delivered to me. We also, personally, we also had Time magazine and various other publications, Time, Look, Life magazine, and so forth. And we knew that with that our parents and our siblings and our wives and girlfriends and everybody we knew was being lied to about the war back in the States. And Tet Offensive just made it that much worse. I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the first 3 days of the Tet Offensive, it wasn't really clear who was going to win. It really wasn't. By about the fourth day, the overwhelming firepower of the United States military was smashing the Viet Cong and smashing the North Vietnamese. But those first 72 hours, it was pretty dicey there, I have to admit. Now, one of the reasons the Tet Offensive was so bad is because the intelligence section of General Westmoreland did not believe what the CIA was saying. I did. I had access to both reports. I had access to the military intelligence from the Army and to what the CIA was reporting as well. I was in the CIA headquarters every day, Monday through Friday, picking up their reports and reading them and believing them. I also attended the secret briefing every morning at the 4th Corps compound there in Canto. I'd only been there, maybe 8 or 10 days in Vietnam when my commander brought me into his office. And he says, "Moore?" I said, "Yes, sir." He says, "You're an intelligence analyst?" I said, "Yes, sir, I am." "You got a secret clearance?" "Yes, sir, I do." "Why don't you attend these secret briefings in the morning so I don't have to?" And of course, what he didn't say was he wanted to hang out with the buddies and have coffee at that time of the morning. And I said, "Yes, sir, I'll be glad to." And I started attending those briefings every morning, the secret briefing, making notes, and then I would brief my commander when I got back from my rounds, picking up documents from the CIA, picking up documents from Army Intelligence and a couple other places. And I would brief my commander on what had happened Monday the previous 48 hours and Tuesday through Friday the previous 24 hours. I was also privately briefing the men I worked with, the enlisted men. My commander was a major. Briefing the men I worked with informally, saying, "Guys, this is all the fall of 1967. I said, "Guys, Viet Cong are getting ready for a major offensive. They're going to hit us. They're going to hit us hard during the Chinese New Year celebration called Tet." And I was warning these guys. I said, "Men, you know, you need to, that fruitcake your parents sent you, don't throw it away. Keep that fruitcake. Store up some water. Store up some soft drinks. Store up, find ammunition." Believe it or not, where we were considered a rear area outfit. It was difficult for us to get ammunition, but there was ways to do it. I struck a deal with a Air Force security officer to get a couple of hundred rounds. I pulled an overnight shift on his perimeter where he thought he was going to get attacked one night in exchange for 200 rounds of ammunition. And whatever we could do to get ammo, we were doing it. Some of us. Not all of us, but some of us. The following Tet Offensive, we all knew that the lives had got to the point where men were dying needlessly, that the war itself was an illegal, immoral war. I became politically active then and remained so until about 1975. When the war ended, and finally I thought, "Well, I get my life back now. I don't have to mess around with this political stuff anymore." And I didn't mess around with anything political for quite a while, up until the late 80s, and got active again in Second Amendment matters. We got a break. The call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the 19th day of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. My webmaster, Tim Spencer, was in the VA hospital in Columbia, Missouri for 10 days, much of that in a coma. He's back at home. He's still in pain, but he's producing, getting things done, getting my shows posted on the Rumble. And YouTube, we're dropping YouTube the end of February and have Rumble only, along with RBN Archives, beginning the 1st of March. We've had enough of YouTube censorship, and I'm glad of that. I'm very glad of that. So also at my website, something that will help you if you've got issues with arthritis pain, that would be the energy cleaner. Yes, we're getting caught up on back orders this over the weekend. Tom's been dealing with cold issues affecting manufacturing, Tom Berryhill, affecting the manufacturing of the energy cleaner. And we will get these back orders caught up. So if you've got issues with arthritis pain, you've got issues with sleep, you need to check out the energy cleaner. You really do. I do something a healthcare professional is highly unlikely to do. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. I do. That's for me to you personally. So check it out at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Send me a check if you like. My address is right there at my website at LibertyMan.com. Toll-free our line, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. One of my listeners sent me an article about House Resolution 104 concerning Noah Hyde laws. This is exactly what I'm talking about. People ignorant of what is and what is not a law. This had to do with a resolution commemorating the Noahide laws, okay, which did not make it a law. H.R. 104 is a resolution. It's not a House bill. House bills become laws if they're passed by the House, passed by the Senate, and signed by the President. House resolutions are a ceremonial thing, just like National Ice Cream Day. So people read things. They don't understand. They're ignorant of how the federal legislative process works. They're ignorant of what is a law and what is not a law. And they get themselves worked up into a tizzy over a fantasy. House Resolution 104 is not a law. I have to keep saying this. It is not a law. It's a ceremonial resolution. Just like it has the same force of law as National Ice Cream Day. Exactly the same. National Ice Cream Day was brought into effect by a House resolution. These Noahide laws are celebrated by a House resolution. They are not the law. People say, oh, they're gonna cut the heads off Christians. Go, come on, give me a break. Give me a break. It's a fantasy. You got better things to spend your time on than these fantasies. And that's exactly what this is. H.R. 104 is not a law. Get over it. It's not a law. And if it was a law, it would be a House bill, not an H.R., it would be an H.B. And if it was passed by the House, passed by the Senate, signed by the President, then it would be in the United States Code. U.S. Code, title blank, section blank, as a law. It does not exist. It does not exist. Just like NACERA does not exist. It's not in the U.S. Code. If it was a law, it would be in the U.S. Code, title blank, section blank. Oh, it's passed in secret, John. No, that's not the way our system works. That is not the way our system works. So get a life. Focus on things that are real, not things that are wasting your time, that are fantasy. It doesn't help anybody. It doesn't help you. It doesn't help any of us. Being upset and concerned about things that aren't real. I went over this with Steve Ben Noon on the radio, and Steve understands this. He understands the difference between a House resolution and a House bill, between what is a law and what is not a law. There are no Noahide laws in effect in this country. I doubt there ever would be. There's a photograph of these Hasidic Jews, and with President George Bush signing the House resolution, and they're celebrating that this thing, and they're all happy about it. Doesn't make it a law. It's a House resolution. It's a ceremonial thing. Exactly the same as National Ice Cream Day. So I'll address this as frequently as I need to, and because people are always getting caught up in fantasies, wasting God's good clean air, thinking about it and talking about it, and writing things about it to your friends, trying to warn friends about the Noahide laws, trying to alert friends about NACERA, trying to tell people that the U.S. is a private corporation incorporated in Delaware, that the Internal Revenue Service is a private corporation incorporated in Puerto Rico. Life's too short to waste on fantasies. There's plenty of real things to be concerned with. Earlier this week, as a prepper tip, I mentioned people look at getting a second stream of income. Now, that's real. That would help you and help your family to have a second or even third stream of income. What's it going to be for you? There's various ways to do that. There's a couple at my website that can help people have a stream of income, either a small stream or a large stream. The doTERRA, for example. You can become a doTERRA dealer and sell excellent, high-quality doTERRA products and get a commission. Same thing with Amsoil. I'm an Amsoil dealer. I've been an Amsoil dealer for, I don't know, many, many years. they're great products that are highly sought after in industry, the trucking industry, construction companies, race cars, and so forth. Amsoil lubricants are the best that you can get your hands on. That's another way to have a stream of income, is to sell Amsoil products. I'm looking at a couple other product lines right now, health-related products that people could become distributors for. And when those are ready, I'll have them on my website. So do that. Focus on things that are real, things that will help you and help your family. Don't spend time and energy on fantasy. Really, don't do that. Don't concern yourself with things that aren't real. We have a caller here, engineer. We have Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Hi. apparently, I had mentioned to you recently that I have family members in San Antonio, Texas, and my parents' power had gone out. My sister and brother-in-law's power had not gone out. They took them over to their house. And they're guessing that the reason they didn't lose power is they're adjacent to a school, and their circuit is probably somehow prioritized, you know, routing power for the school as well as their area of the neighborhood, which thank God for that. That was a nice thing. But apparently, I was talking to my sister, and apparently there is a political and economic aspect to this, surprise, surprise. And she said it's not just the, you know, windmill turbine, windmill things that's the issue. And as you mentioned, she said the same thing, that Texas gets about 25% of its power from the windmills. Well, what about the rest of it? And she says that apparently the power company had the opportunity to buy, I guess, you know, kilowatt-hour credits somehow, but in order to save money or something like that, they did not do that and ended up, you know, holding the bag because they hadn't supposedly purchased enough of these power credits. Well, this leads me to believe that somehow the system is connected to somebody else who can provide power, you know, that these credits could have been purchased from, probably right. much in the same way that here we have the Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland interconnection, and they're constantly swapping power surpluses back and forth between the three states. And consequently, we have very few problems in that regard. But I find it hard to believe that, okay, if there is a means to do some sharing or switching or routing of the power, you know, why under such extreme circumstances, would this not be done, finances be damned? You know, why, you know, if somebody could have routed power to them, why would it not have been, you know, done that way? And this is an up-in-the-air question that I certainly don't know the answer to. But it sounds like something's rotten in Denmark in terms of preparation and pricing. And, you know, so I'm not sure how the power gets from an external grid into theirs or how that works. But it sounds like she's saying that it could have been done theoretically. That very disheartening, you know, that it's
we're learning about these power grids, Glenn, aren't we, sir?
Oh, yeah. What's odd is I remember somebody touting the independence of the Texas power grid a while back, and, you know, talking about how the U.S. power grid is divided into four or five different grids. They couldn't connect different way, and that, like, the Texas grid was one of the four or five major grids, and how robust that is. Oh, and they've also had to shut down a nuclear power plant down there. Now, what I
really
don't understand, yes, they've shut down the nuclear power plant in Texas, and I don't understand why, because, yeah, thinking back to the Fukushima thing, when the power plant is operational, it can use the power that it generates to power the cooling pumps, the water circulation and cooling pumps.
But
when the reactor is not producing power, the rods still have to be cooled, and that's when they need the emergency generators or power from an external source.
Right.
And that's,
right.
that's what happened to Fukushima. That didn't happen, and they melted down. Well, why in Texas do they have to shut this reactor down? Because that's going to cause hundreds of thousands of people probably to be without power. And, you know, why is it necessary if it's still able to generate enough power to operate its cooling pumps? And part of me half wonders if there isn't some kind of conspiratorial thing going on here where, you know, they're going to teach the conservatives from flyover country a lesson or something like that. But that doesn't seem to fit because Austin's chock full of California communists, so they wouldn't want to hurt them.
Right. Well, they'll hurt whoever they need to achieve their goal, but I've seen no evidence that it's anything intentional.
No, me neither, but it's like, wow. I mean, just it's a real Keystone Cops study in incompetence, you know. Just amazing. And the people are lining up at the supermarkets, as you mentioned. Even here on the East Coast, we've had our share of storms, too. We're in all part of the same huge front in all cases, but we've had some delay at, I was in Sam's Club yesterday, I guess it was, and the big walk-in refrigerators for dairy were empty. They did not get their dairy delivery, no milk. And this morning I stopped at a large convenience store chain on my way home from work to get milk, and they had no whole milk. I had to satisfy it with 2%, but that's certainly acceptable under the circumstances. And so I intend to venture out to the food store later today, see what's going on there. But nothing, certainly nothing like what's going on in Texas. And I have to remember to forewarn my dear mother not to attempt to venture out to the food store, because it's just not a good idea for her to be waiting in Disney World type lines just to get in for a few items at the food store.
Right.
I have to wait till that congestion abates, you know.
Absolutely.
And, so that's all I really had. I just want to throw up this.
Okay. Well, thanks, Glenn. Thanks, Glenn.
Take
care. Appreciate the report. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. The call number is 512. Go ahead, engineer. And we got Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Hello, John. Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Is it warm down there or cold?
It was 9 degrees last time I checked in my neighborhood.
You know, the other day it was 20 degrees in the morning here, and it went up to 40, and it was like 3 degrees in Texas. That was rather astounding inversion.
It is. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And there may be some interesting things about that. Dane Wigington has been reporting on a number of things related to that and environmental collapse. Some interesting things for folks to take a look at. The geoengineeringwatch.com. I wanted to ask a question here about this, what you've been saying recently, and trying to understand. What criteria did the worldwide COVID-19 outbreak not fulfill to qualify as a pandemic?
Not enough people dying. Under 2008, it wouldn't be a pandemic. Under the protocols, the World Health Organization protocols from 2008, it wouldn't be a pandemic.
How many people was that specifically? That was a World Health Organization definition?
Right, exactly, right. Right, they're the ones that define what is and what is not a pandemic. That's their job. They changed those protocols in 2008. Apparently, it doesn't matter how many people die under the current protocols. As long as the illness is in enough countries, that's enough. No matter how many people do or do not die under the current protocols.
Well, if the last protocols were deaths to the flu, I mean, how many people die a year from the flu? And Do we know that fewer than that number have died, or that number have died from COVID-19 and not many more?
Well, Dave, you and I have had this discussion numerous times, and we're standing on a foundation of sand being washed away by water. We really don't know how many people died because there's so much lies and deception going on that it's basically guesswork as to how many people died from COVID, as opposed to state of Washington openly admitted last summer, everybody died of a gunshot, died of COVID. We have the, and that's happening all over the country. in the state of Missouri, vital records are kept by the county clerk. And the county clerk in a nearby county is a sister of a very dear friend. She's under pressure to change the cause of death to being COVID, even when it's not. There's 3,300 counties in this country, plus, Dave, and we quite frankly don't know. The best numbers I've seen is way less than 1%, about 0.23%. We've been had, Dave.
0.23%? What, John? 0.23%?
The people that get COVID die from COVID. People that get COVID die from COVID.
Well, we have all agreed that the COVID PCR test is highly questionable, so we don't know how many people had it. I would say if we don't know how many people died from it, we cannot be saying whether the numbers are insignificant or significant, as you are saying.
Well, I can and I do. How about that? I can and I do. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of,
but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 19th of February. Dave, you still there, sir? Is Dave gone? Okay, that's fine. We got a top of the hour break coming up here in just about 5 minutes or so. Dr. Lynn Wilbert should be with us. I hope he is. He's got quite a following. People like Dr. Wilbert and the advice he gives, his comments on health and well-being. Hopefully he'll be able to be here with us. The debate goes on about the COVID-19. It's a flim-flam. It's a fantasy. There is no pandemic. Under the original 2008 protocols for what is and what is not a pandemic from the World Health Organization, it's not a pandemic. They changed it. They changed the protocols. Best I can tell, any illness that's in enough countries, no matter how many people are or are not dying, it can be called a pandemic if they choose to call it that. Why is that important? It's not a matter of semantics. No, it's not just another word being called a pandemic, because you have to have a pandemic first before you can declare emergencies and lock down schools, have people in quarantine, require people to wear a mask, require people to get tested before they as a consequence of their employment, and on, destroying our culture, destroying our economy, destroying people's lives. They can't declare an emergency unless there's a pandemic declared first. One has to happen before the other. It all begins with what is and what is not a pandemic. The best numbers I've seen are less than 1%, a lot less than 1% of the people who get COVID die from COVID. We have a lot of sick people in this country. Nursing homes, it's no secret that people in nursing homes, they get the flu, they get pneumonia, and they die. That's not a secret. That's well known and well understood. That's what happens all the time in this country. People in nursing homes tend to be quite fragile when it comes to their health. That's no secret. And the seasonal flu will kill them. That's no secret. Now, finally, after what? All these months, we got Cuomo being put under the microscope for what he did with putting sick people in the nursing homes. We got a break. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.